This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. As the House impeachment probe moves toward open hearings next week, it seems unlikely former National Security Advisor John Bolton will testify at all. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
As expected, Bolton did not show up for a closed-door interview today. His lawyer had said Bolton would not appear without a subpoena and had not received one. While Bolton was a no-show, one of Vice President Pence's aides did appear. Jennifer Williams was among those who listened to the July phone call where an administration official says President Trump pushed Ukraine's leader to investigate Democrats. As Williams testified, her boss told reporters in New Hampshire his boss did nothing wrong.
What's going on in Washington, D.C. today is a disgrace.
The president's directed his employees not to cooperate with impeachment investigators who scheduled 13 witnesses this week. Only Williams and one other showed up. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Germany to visit U.S. troops and meet German leaders. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Secretary of State Pompeo will visit five German cities, including one that's the home to a U.S. Army base where he served as a tank commander in the 1980s. In Berlin, he will deliver a speech which, according to the State Department, will highlight America's role in helping Eastern and Central Europe throw off the yoke of communism. He will start with a visit to the site of the attack on a synagogue in Halle, and then the city of Leipzig, where mass protests set the ball rolling, which led to the collapse of the Berlin Wall on November 9, 1989. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran has injected uranium gas into centrifuges deep inside its underground Fordo nuclear complex. Thursday's move is Tehran's most significant step away from its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. This is VOA News. British police say they've identified the 39 people found dead in a container truck in southeastern Britain on October 23rd. Their families have been notified. AP correspondent Krista Larson reports gunmen have attacked a large group of workers near a mine in the volatile West African nation of Burkina Faso.
A convoy of employees working for a Canadian-owned gold mining company was traveling in eastern Burkina Faso when unknown gunmen opened fire, killing dozens of people according to a provisional toll. The gunmen not only riddled the vehicles with bullet holes, but they completely shattered the windows of the vehicles.
She says Burkina Faso has suffered a string of terror attacks, and this one could be the worst.
The country has significantly destabilized since 2015 as Islamic militants active in neighboring Mali and Niger are increasingly looking to this country as a refuge. We've seen two large-scale attacks in the capital in 2016 and 2017, but if the provisional toll holds, this will be the deadliest attack.
French police cleared two huge migrant tent camps in northern Paris on Thursday, and authorities vowed to clear other camps. That was a day after the government announced tighter immigration policies. Reuters' Emily Speichel reports.
Moved out and moved on. French police cleared two huge migrant tent camps in northern Paris Thursday, with authorities promising to clear other camps. The marching orders come a day after the government announced tighter immigration policies. Buses took away more than 1,600 people from an area where illegal refugees lived in tents under and around the flyovers of a busy Paris ring road. The migrants, mostly men from sub-Saharan Africa and some from the Middle East, were taken to gyms and other public venues in and around Paris, while excavators demolished makeshift shacks and picked up plastic chairs, mattresses and rubbish.
That's Reuters' Emily Speichel reporting. A former first lady is trying to energize voters ahead of next year's presidential election. AP correspondent Matt Small.
Michelle Obama, who co-chairs When We All Vote, says a roster of celebrities, including Selena Gomez and Kerry Washington, have also signed on as co-chairs of the national nonpartisan group that aims to boost voter participation in every election. The organization, which began last year, already counts stars like Lin-Manuel Miranda and Tom Hanks as co-chairs. I'm Matt Small.
I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.